This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You guys been following? Well, we lost Senator Feinstein this week, and while I will not sit back and tell you that I'm not going to get too amped up that she's no longer a lawmaker, she should not have been serving anyway. I mean, she was well past her sell-by date as far as her ability to reason. But this was a person that tried to take every gun that you owned based upon the gun digest that used to come out annually. So, now, in an effort, because, you know, good old Real Cream, he hearts him some gun control. In an effort to continue to have that sense of continuity, he has appointed a placeholder, because there's going to be an election for this seat later. And right now, in order to do this, he sort of made a commitment to make sure a black woman got in, which that turns out to be, for the left, that turns out to be a very, if you're a black woman, you can get just about any job you want there. And he has appointed, for a California senator seat, a Maryland-registered female named LaFonza Butler. And Senator Butler has been already sworn in. And she was residing in Silver Springs, Maryland. And we don't know anything about some of the stuff, whatever she may have said on gun control issues. But her progressive track record is very impressive, and history of her working for the leftist cause sort of assures me she's going to pick this up. Senator Feinstein was the longest-serving female senator at the time of her death on September 29th. She was also the matriarch of the Senate's gun control agenda. She helped author the 1994 assault weapons ban that was signed into law by President Bill Clinton, and that lasted 10 years and was not reauthorized in 2004. Since then, she has reintroduced legislation in every Congress to revive the ban on America's most popular selling centerfire rifle. And in fact, if she had it her way, gun control would have gone much further. She, in 1995, she told 60 Minutes, if I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America turned them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't there. Now, Senator Butler's selection to fill the remainder of Senator Feinstein's term, well, that's not going to be a big difference there. The big issue is going to be that she's deeply tied to gun control politicians and causes that will surely seek to expand efforts to deprive me and you of our law, you know, our Second Amendment rights. We don't really know that much about her. I don't, anyways. Governor Newsom, of course, heaped praise on her for shattering glass ceilings in the Senate. He noted that she's the first openly LGBTQ person to represent California in the Senate, first black lesbian to openly serve in Congress, and third black woman to represent California in the Senate following Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, Senator Butler will pick up where Senator Feinstein left off with gun control. I find that interesting that he pointed out all these things, because this woman was not elected. So this is not accomplishments here. She was appointed. In a statement, he said, as we mourn the enormous loss of Senator Feinstein, the very freedom she fought for, reproductive freedom, equal protection, and safety from gun violence, have never been under greater assault. LaFonza will carry the baton left by Senator Feinstein, continue to break glass ceilings, and fight for all Californians in Washington, D.C. not exactly a native California girl. She was born in Magnolia, Mississippi, and attended Jackson State University. Father died when she was just 16. She worked in the labor movement for 20 years, and at 30 was elected president of the Service Employees International Union, SEIU Local 2015. She was also SEIU International Vice President and President of the SEIU California State Council. She also ran political campaigns and was part of Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign for the vice presidency, which, you know, is that really even a campaign? She was previously a senior advisor to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. She has been president at Emily's List, a national political action committee dedicated to electing abortion rights supportive women candidates to office. She has that, you know, her record of working on that, that's not exactly impressive. I mean, Kamala Harris is vice president not because she won the vice presidency, but because Joe Biden won the presidency. Kamala Harris is baggage. And Hillary Clinton, all right, enough said on that. She has a very much in the realm of gun control. But the list of supporters lining up to congratulate her is telling, although, what are you congratulating her for? Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton offered her endorsement, saying, a great choice for California and the Senate. Congratulations, LaFonza Butler. That was echoed by twice-failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, as well as former Democratic National Committee Chairman Donna Brazile, Democratic National Committee Senator Alex Padilla, Senator John Fetterman, and California Democratic U.S. Reps Ted Lieu, Jimmy Gomez, Amy Barra, Ro Khanna, Sarah Jacobs, Mark Takano, Brad Sherman, Gloria Johnson, Nanette Barragan, and California Attorney General Rob Bonta. All of these are ardent gun control supporters. Even Representative Adam Schiff offered congratulations, despite the fact that he's thrown his hat in the ring for the seat she's filling until 2024. And he's facing a crowded Democratic field, including California Democratic Reps Barbara Lee and Katie Porter, and of Senator Butler if she decides to compete for the election. Well, like I said, she's a placeholder. And it's not just the gun control politicians that are gleeful at this. It's also the gun control groups, too. Here we have John Feinblatt from the Brady. LaFonza B. is an advocate, and we're thrilled for a history-making appointment to the Senate. We're looking forward to working alongside her to keep communities safe from gun violence. Okay. I'm sorry. Every town. Not Brady. My bad. And then we get this from Angela Farrell's Zabala, who identifies as she, her. LaFonza B. is an incredible leader and a fierce advocate for women and girls. I'm thrilled to watch her make history as the first black lesbian senator to openly serve in Congress. At Moms Demand, can't wait to work with her to continue California's leadership on gun safety. This appointment is a calculated move by Newsom to ensure his gun control agenda, including his much maligned 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, is preserved. And this is his attempt to export California gun control to the rest of the country and pave the way for his own White House bid. So we'll have to, you know, let's pay attention to LaFonza. I'm sure she's going to, I'm sure as a placeholder, she'll do about as good as anybody else could in this particular thing. I do wonder if she actually plans on staying in the Senate. I would imagine that would be very intoxicating to get put in that place, especially in the place of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who I think the only Grassley's probably the only one that had served longer than her, Chuck Grassley. So we're going to see. It is without a doubt I'm not unexpected to see this. It just stuns me that we're going to take somebody that lives in Maryland and say, okay, you're a California senator now. Move your stuff over here. I need to get you. You need to get a post office box or something. Okay, thanks. You need to get a residence over here. I'm sure somebody will buy her one. Probably looking at it right now. She's already been sworn in, though. She's headed to D.C., which is not that far of a drive from Maryland. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now then. A lot of doctors and a lot of gun grabbers have always been pushing for gun violence, which is a made up phrase. There's no such thing as gun violence. All there's violence. There's violence that uses guns. There's violence that uses shovels. There's violence that uses knives. There's violence that uses hands and feet. So getting out there and saying that, you know, there's a subset of violence. Well, yeah, there is. There's subsets of all kinds of things, but we're talking about gun violence here. So since we know there's no such thing as gun violence, let's talk a little bit about the idea that they want to try to prevent gun violence by treating it as a public health issue. As if somehow this is going to make it stop. Now, some of the things that they do, some of the things they advocate for, like counseling for shooting victims as they try and prevent retribution and stop the cycle of violence, I could get behind that. No issue at all. I actually sort of like the idea. But many people who push this public health approach aren't looking at the situation around guns as a whole. And that's pretty clear. Now, the problem of rising gun violence can seem insurmountable. But Portland health professionals expressed hope during a roundtable discussion at Oregon Health and Science University this past Wednesday morning, where also, coincidentally, they also had put out a thing where they said, don't call 911 if you need help. The talk between medical experts, law enforcement, and people with lived experience whose lives were forever changed by shooting or suicide, which are two different things altogether, sought to frame the issue through a public health lens. This is not a dichotomous gun rights versus gun control issue, said Dr. Kathleen Carlson. This gets us nowhere, and in fact, we've lost ground with increasing rates of gun injuries and deaths over the last couple of decades. What we mean to say, most simply, is we're using multi-layered, multifaceted approaches to understanding the multiple causes of gun violence. Now, the experts talked through the data points, the troubling trends, the solutions that are working, and the traditional steps that need to be taken. And in the field of injury science, we often say injuries are not accidents. They're patterned, which means that they're predictable. And that means that they're preventable. And sometimes it feels overwhelming, but we're trained here to take a scientific, strategic approach to overcoming things that seem insurmountable. Okay. I don't object to any of this so far. Plenty of things to spark concern, but also plenty of things to take heart with, including the whole understanding the multiple causes of gun violence thing. But there's a problem with all of this, and namely that these folks generally only see one side of the equation. People who are part of gangs and get shot see a given perspective, and that's true. And emergency room doctors see a slightly different one. And yeah, there's a lot of people who have a very different view of the role guns play who clearly aren't included in these discussions. Here are the potential solutions given. Safer storage for guns, separate from ammo, mental health holds, and protective orders, including the use of Oregon's red flag law, plus more education and funding for further research. So they want people to store guns, presumably locked up, without any ammunition, and they call that safer storage. Which also means that the gun is not in a position to be used. That's important, because the reason to have a gun is to use it if you need it. Taking it out of context and putting it in a situation where it's safer. Well, that's all a matter of opinion. And let's understand that it can be if you're only worried about somebody getting hold of the gun and trying to take their own life with it. Maybe it works if you're worried about somebody breaking into your home and trying to hurt you with your firearm. But most people buying guns today are buying them for self-defense, which is, you know. Then, and if this is the case, this is terrible advice. Now, insofar as suicide is concerned, that's a whole different thing altogether. And fixating on the tool that works the most with a suicidal person, unless you do some really serious stuff. Really serious psychiatric treatment. You may stop them once. And they're going to learn from that, because here's the problem with suicide. Suicidal people are happy that they come to this conclusion of what to do. It's the first moment of peace that they've ever known in their tortured life. And you're going to get out here and you're going to try to keep them from doing it by taking away a instrument. They will find another way. It isn't how they get there that they're interested in. They just want to be done. In terms of self-defense, if somebody breaks into your home, you're not going to be able to have time to access your gun, access the ammo, load the weapon, rack the slide, and then engage the intruder. By that time, you're going to be dead. You're going to be dead before you get to the ammo. Now, the people who come up with these suggestions, they probably mean well. But they're not understanding that, you know, guns are used more often each year to prevent violent crime than to perpetrate it. They only see the one side of things, the side where someone uses a gun to intentionally hurt themselves or somebody else. And they conflate those two things as one thing that they can prevent by doing this. And what they don't see are the intruders who run away when a homeowner presents a firearm. Nobody gets shot. They don't see the mugger or rapist in full retreat because the young woman they targeted was carrying a gun. None of that pops up on their radar, so that's easy for them just to dismiss it. And that fact makes it impossible to look at people taking and talking about the public health part of this seriously. How can they be authorities on the topic that they have no idea what they're talking about? In that, there is all kinds of issues. And yet they will continue on with this, making suggestions and everything else. Oregon is one of the lost areas, one of the lost states. And in Portland especially, they're giving out, you know, they're saying, don't call us unless they're killing you. But we do think you should lock your gun up and your ammo in a different place and this in a different place and all these other things. And that's what they got to say about it. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation's coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed the office. Travis. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift during her appearance on the Today Show Friday morning. She mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new, like, really? Yeah, it's. I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe. Yeah.
Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bear linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, has passed away at age...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I just about slipped up and said something else. We got a bunch of stuff happening right now in the whole thing with the pistol braces. That's an ongoing thing, and some of the states are deciding to weigh in on this one, like the Florida AG. They decided to issue a legal opinion on stabilizing braces. Although you can join Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, and you would be effectively shielded from all of this if you want to. Now, the ATF unilaterally decided to ban stabilizing braces because people like putting them on AR pistols, which made them easier to use and carry. Now, never mind that the AR platform is so modular nowadays that just about anybody can put a full stock on a short-barreled AR without the NFA registration if they so desire and do it quite easily. So, the fact that people might potentially be using a lawful device on a lawful firearm that would make it easier to use that firearm just couldn't be tolerated. So, that rule had to be challenged. Down in Florida, Attorney General Ashley Moody offered a legal opinion on stabilizing braces. She said the Second Amendment is alive and well in Florida and that our state rights protect the gun rights of law-abiding citizens. We issued this legal opinion to provide clarity about our state laws. The federal government continues to overreach in an effort to overregulate certain firearm accessories. This opinion deals solely with Florida state law and has no bearing on the ATF's action. It states, unless and until judicially or legislatively clarified, I conclude the definition of short-barreled rifle, which the legislature enacted in 1969, does not include a handgun such as a pistol to which a person attaches a stabilizing brace, because the use of such an optional accessory does not change the fundamental characteristics of the handgun. separately, the state of Florida is challenging the ATF interpretation. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't be prosecuted by the ATF just because you're in Florida. But her overall remarks are spot on. A pistol doesn't stop being a pistol because you put a stabilizing brace on it. Now, some have argued, and you might think, well, there may be some merit to this, but the braces let people skirt the rules on short-barreled rifles. So what? I have a short-barreled rifle now, a legally designated NFA Form 1 approval for a short-barreled rifle. I did the Form 1 because I think the other one is the Form 4 where you actually have to build it. It is much easier for me just to get this. This began life as a AR-15 pistol, right? Got it from my guys at Spikes built it for me. 300 blackout, lovely gun, lovely gun. In terms of the gun, it is a 7.5-inch barrel, and I believe the 300 blackout actually does very well in a short barrel. All I had to do to SBR it was fill out a form, wait for it to come back, and then I pulled the pistol brace off of it and stuck the stock on it, and Viola, I have a short-barreled rifle. So what? Is a short-barreled rifle deadlier than any other long gun? I could take an AR-15 with a 16-inch barrel and stick a stabilizing brace on the end of it, and that doesn't change the characteristic of the gun at all. Now, somebody might shoulder that. Wait a minute. Are you serious? They might shoulder that? Well, the bad guys aren't really going to care all that much what you say they can and can't do, ATF. They don't care about your rules. Now, I know that your rules are not about them. I get that, because you guys know exactly what I know, right? And, you know, an AR-15, you can get one, and let's just call it the PDF, the personal defense weapon. I do not like the modern sporting rifle designation on that because I don't use it for sport. I would not use it for sport. Sort of like the Mr. Potato Head, though. You get one, and they're pretty lightweight when they come in the door, but then you put on an optic and a mount for the optic and a flashlight and maybe, you know, a front, you know, you're going to put some stuff on it to make it a little more functional, right? And then it's a pretty big affair. The brace at the end of it is really, and here's the other thing about this. While everybody gets out there and says, well, you want to shoulder it to me, the 5.56 is an incredibly soft shooting round. You can shoulder it and make it very stable, but it also is not very unforgiving if you don't. And all the stabilizing brace rule does is make things difficult for a law-abiding citizen. So, nothing really changes when you put a brace on a pistol. It never has and it's never going to. And I'm hopeful the courts will take that this way, and let's get out of this whole nonsense. Now, one of the gun-grabbing organizations got out there, and they were kind enough to let us know where the 2024 presidential candidates stand on guns. So I just thought we would go about there. So Joe Biden, of course, we know where he is. He wants to ban everything, including 9mm pistols. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., also a Democrat, said in June that he does not believe that there's anything we can meaningfully do to reduce the trade and ownership of guns. He added, anybody who tells you if they're going to be able to reduce gun violence through gun control at this point, I don't think it's being realistic. That doesn't tell me how he feels about it, though, that would he pursue that. Marianne Williamson, an author and motivational speaker running as a Democrat, says she supports the banning of the sale of personal defense weapons and semi-automatic weapons and expanding federal background checks for firearms. Donald Trump, he has claimed to be the most pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment president. and he has signaled that he would not enact any new gun restrictions if reelected. Ron DeSantis, you know, pretty much the same way. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina. She came out against gun restrictions known as red flag laws and said she did not trust the government with them. I don't trust they won't take them away from the people who rightfully deserve to have them, she said. Vivek Ramaswamy, he said he believes the Second Amendment is the one amendment that protects all the others, but the Constitution would not exist without it. Mike Pence, former vice president, a Republican, has called for the expedited federal death penalty for those who carry out mass shootings and for the federal government to fund the placement of an armed guard at every school in the country. That tells me nothing about how he feels about the Second Amendment, right? You might have noticed that. But this is coming from a gun-grabbing place. Chris Christie, he voiced support for the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, and you know, that's red flag stuff. And he has insisted banning guns is not the answer and emphasizes the mental health side. Tim Scott has blamed gun violence on mental illness, saying it's an epidemic across the nation. Doug Burgum, North Dakota governor, signed a state bill to protect gun rights and designated his state as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. He said he believes Democrats' talk of suspending gun rights will be a fleeting moment and has been outspoken about defending the Second Amendment. Asa Hutchinson, former Arkansas governor, he said he would not sign an assault weapons ban or federal red flag law because he doesn't believe such legislation would pass both chambers of Congress, which is not exactly an answer at all. He supports placing an armed guard in every school and expanding mental health resources. Some of those were non-answers, weren't they? Politicians. You got to love them. You got to love a politician. They're never going to tell you straight. They're never going to tell you straight. Because they're politicians. You can tell they're lying when their faces move. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Within the firearms industry, there is one absolute best job there is to have, and that's to be a gun media person, which that's the job I occupy. Although, it didn't make this list. The 8 best firearms industry jobs. Now, the firearms industry has expanded exponentially, and but there has been in 2023 a contraction. Sales are down 17% compared to last year, and well, the gun industry is in a state of flux currently, but that does not mean it is not a motivationally great one. And the motivations driving gun purchases are undergoing a transformation. It used to be hunting or sports shooting. Today, it's a overwhelmingly more people now are buying them for a desire for self-defense. And that underscores the evolving perception of safety and security in contemporary society. Now, it is a reflection of those changes, highlighting its adaptability and resilience, even amongst challenges. So, number one, best job in the, and I don't know who assigned this rating or this, and maybe they're just listed. I don't know if they're ranked. Gunsmith, now MGS Trade School, right? You go to MGS Trade School. If you listen to Lock and Load, you've heard Zeke Stout on Lock and Load. These are the craftsmen. They their role is about manufacturing or modifying or repairing them. Firearms instructor. Well, you know, everybody needs one of these. Everybody needs somebody to teach them the way to go. Ballistic expert. Now, this is something you would be aligned with law enforcement with, or legal bodies. And these experts analyze bullets and bullet fragments and gun residues. And your analysis will be used in a solving a crime. Firearms engineer. Now, this is a really interesting one because, you know, guns are not really transforming that much. I mean, the AR-15 has been basically the way it has been for quite some time. Everybody's got a striker-fired gun now, and the striker-fired guns themselves have been around so long that everybody that makes one actually makes a pretty decent one. And there's a striker-fired gun for every budget. So these guys, in coming days, these guys will be I'll be looking for them for a little bit of innovation. Firearm sales and marketing. Now, I work sort of in that. You know, I have sponsors with Lock and Load and everything. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to show you the latest and the greatest, or the bestest and the you know, the mostest, mostest bang for your buck and all these things. And just trying to get these to resonate with you. Regulatory compliance manager. Now, herein lies the rub. People like Jay Jacobson at Franklin Armory, Jay understands the importance of compliance. He never runs afoul of anybody with the guns he built, and he pokes. I mean, he's right there on the edge, pushing the edge of the envelope all the time. And he never gets in any trouble. The other guys build sort of the same things, and because they are not sitting there trying to be in compliance the whole time, which Jay is overly compliant to the degree that you just sort of sit back and they're like, okay, I sort of get this. That job in and of itself is one of those things. Also, that, you know, this is also basically quality control, you know. They have to adhere to local, state, and federal regulations, so that's really a thing. Firearm historian and appraiser. Now, that's actually a fun job to have. I went into a war museum the other day, and I saw a real functioning Sturmgewehr, the German fully automatic weapon, the precursor to the personal defense weapon today. Probably the one where you get to meet the most people, besides firearm instructor, is range safety officer. These are the guys that are out there walking the firing line to make sure that nobody's hurting themselves or doing something that's going to be unsafe. And that's just one of those things that you sit around and when you're looking at all this stuff. The firearms industry is a great one to be in. Right now, it's a moment where, you know, certain manufacturers are a little skittish. But anyway, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the Apostle Paul's advice to the first century Christians living in Rome as we segue before we get out of here. When possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Now, John Farnham, I'm not going to sit out there and say that John is a guest of mine on Lock and Load, but I, as much as I would love to claim him as a friend, I mean, he'll come on my show anytime I want. He recognizes my phone call. He calls me by name. I would never, you know, I'm just so much fanboying over him that if he were to call me his friend, I don't know what I'd do. He is longtime friends and colleagues with Massad Ayoub, who I've also had on the show, and I know, and I can call him, and he'll pick up the phone. And he stated that in a recent article that Massad Ayoub reminded us that at least within this current civilization, the vast majority of lethal interactions in which we might find ourselves are probably avoidable if you stay alert, aware, informed, and don't beg the question. And that is sage advice. All of the most highly trained gunfighters I know don't get into gunfights because of the fact that they are aware, alert, they're informed, and they don't beg the question. Here's John Farnham's small edition of this. Anger, like fear, is a natural emotion, and with most of us, anger arrives suddenly and unbidden, and it subsides after we take a breath. Being angry, or becoming angry, because of a particular circumstance is not a crime. If it were, we'd all be felons probably several times per day. Acting impulsively and inappropriately when motivated by anger is a crime. And this is a big part of growing up. That's being able to learn to control your anger, aggravated impulsiveness, and act out only what is in our best interest, not what the anger tells us to do. If you're walking around as an armed individual, this is something you got to really be aware of. It is critical for those of us that go around armed. With deadly force at hand, at our fingertips, we all need to think critically about the roles of anger and fear. Now, an immediate lethal response may well be necessary, appropriate, reasonable, and within the law when we're motivated by a legitimate fear of an imminent, unavoidable, deadly threat. But that is the rationale behind going armed. In a desperate, threatening circumstance, fear and anger will probably be mixed together in our minds, at least for a few moments. But the appropriateness of our actions will always be evaluated based on the degree to which we were genuinely frightened and whether or not our fear was legitimate and well-founded. Now, shooting people because we're frightened, as long as our fear is licit, is permitted by law. Shooting people merely because we're angry is not permitted. So, you cannot go around confronting dangerous people in dangerous places, whether we're armed or not. It's rarely in our best interest. That's what we pay police to do. And don't expect much sympathy from our criminal justice system when we choose to go to the fight with and bad outcome results. We should avoid the fight. And when the fight comes to you, well, you can get just as forceful as you want, and you will likely be judged reasonable and lawful. And he said this in parting. It appears Paul's advice to the Romans, like Moses to the rest of us, is benevolent and taken seriously by the wise. So as you go about your day, your daily day, every day, till I get back here next weekend, as you go about your day, carrying your concealed weapon everywhere you possibly can, remember that you have a great obligation to that. So stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.